Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another day. This is another awesome day. It's going to be an awesome, awesome show. I'm telling you, you know, a difference a day can make. You know, one little thing can happen and just brighten up your whole day. Just all it takes is just one thing. And I just thank God for today. This is another day, another opportunity to get it right, another opportunity to step out on faith, another opportunity to walk in His promises, in His will, and His way. And I can guarantee you, when you do that, you're going to get every single thing that He has promised to you. He won't hold back. So today we're going to be talking about the 100 and one wisdom keys. We're going to keep going. We gave out 15 last week. I'm going to try to give out as many as I can today. But I just want to congratulate you and to celebrate you for tuning in to the show. You know, you all have been consistent. And let me tell you, that's how it all starts. And it's almost the foundation and even where it might end up. Because, you know, they said the race is not given to the swift. So it's not about those that can run the fastest. Okay, a lot of people think that, oh my gosh, somebody is outrunning me. He or she is outrunning me. Don't worry about that, because the race is not given to the swift, but to those that can endure. So when you can endure, when you can take it, you see, you can take the hard knocks, when you can take the challenges and the obstacles, the setbacks, you know, the road to success is paved with much heartache, pain, setbacks. You know, you would think that the road to success is just paved and with happiness and a lot of easiness. No, it's the exact opposite. However, it's still the road, and it is going to lead to your ultimate success. And actually, the moment you start on that road, you're already a success, and you continue to be a success every time you overcome any one of the obstacles along the way. So that right there, that last minute of talking, that I gave you about 20 nuggets of wisdom. I hope you were writing them down. I hope you were keeping track. So we want to welcome all of you to the show today, those who are listening via the chat room, or you may later listen another way. people are coming back and listening to the archives. I've been checking the archives, and we have some days where we've had as many as 51 people to come back and listen to the archives. And guess what? That's growing. I remember the very first day that I launched the Coach LaLisa Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I had, guess what? How many listeners? Zero. Zero listeners. So we're growing. And when things are alive, they grow. So I tell you, this show is alive and it's popping. Now, today's free gift for you tuning into the show today, I mean, you're just racking them up. We're finishing up the book. You're going to be getting that. Some of you were on that call. You're going to get that. Others of you are going to have your ticket for the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference happening on July 17th, Saturday morning, 9 to 1. Put it on your calendar. Make sure you get there. I just got an email this morning from a young lady that I had reached out to. You don't want to miss this young lady. She's going to be there. She is a violinist, and she plays gospel and jazz mixed together. Oh, my gosh, she is awesome, amazing. I just got an email from her telling me she would love to be involved. So I'm going to call her back today. So I am so excited. Here's a woman that has played for Denzel Washington, Ray Charles, and get this, Barack Obama had even asked her to come and play, and she did. So let me tell you, and she's played all over the world. So today you're going to get an MP3 of my message, You've Got the Power. This is a sensationally motivational, empowering message, and you're going to get a copy of that in MP3. So that's why it's so important that I need everyone's email address that comes on this call so that I can email that to you. Well, I'm going to hurry up and get to our amazing Wisdom Keys today, Thursday. I also got a call yesterday from a good friend who also had been invited to the show. He did let me know that he was willing to come on. I wasn't able to respond to his message in time. He's going to come on one day next week, not Wednesday, of course, because you know Wednesday is Midweek Motivation with the phenomenal Mr. Versi Walker. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But this guy's going to come on possibly a Tuesday or maybe a Thursday, and he's going to be talking about social media. That's things like MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, Flick. They got so many ones out there, there's just so many. And he's going to talk about the ins and outs of all of that. And so, Mr. Chris, you want to definitely tune back in for that. Then we're going to have more from Ms. Fran Briggs. You know, that was the very, very popular show with the woman who talked all about sponsorships and partnerships. And it's working. Look, I just told you I got a call from Kirsten. She's partnering with me. She says, I want to be a part of this thing. It's working. It really, really works. Now, we're going to get to those wisdom keys. Don't go anywhere. Stay locked. But I got to give you all this good information. I don't want you to miss out. It's wonderful. Don't forget, if you're in the New Jersey area, I've now started the group coaching sessions in my home, Thursday nights, 1 hour, 6-week course, $59 to get personal group coaching from WA right here in my own home. But you have to register in advance to take part of that. The session is 6 weeks. 1 hour right here. You have to call me, 888-714-7776 to register for that. It is $59. Also, on Tuesday nights, I have a 13-week Tuesday night public speaking training where I will train you on hand gestures. I will train you on how to maneuver on the platform. I will teach you how to build a platform. In this public speaking course, I will teach you how to dazzle your audience, how to hold the attention of your audience. I will also teach you how to get rid of those ums and ahs as you're speaking. That's probably the most notable thing when people are speaking are those ums and ahs. I will teach you how to get rid of that. I will teach you other neat presentation skills, tips, and habits. those as Tuesday nights. It's a 13-week course. That course is $299. I will allow you to pay in 4 installments. So you can pay in 4 installments, about $75. It'll come out to each installment, but you must have your down payment of the first installment before you start. Okay, you're ready. I believe you're ready to go to another level. And don't forget the LaLisa Show. You can watch part one now on my website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. You can go to my website. There's a link. It says the LaLisa Show. You can click there. You can watch all 4 parts. They're 10 minutes each, so you can watch it in stages. They're working on editing the other shows, and we have some great shows coming your way. Now, back to the 101 Wisdom Keys. Okay, we're on number 16, Wisdom Key number 16. So get ready to write. The world needs the gifts God has placed on the inside of you. Don't be selfish with your gifts. The world needs them. The gift that God has put on the inside of you, or it may be gifts. When some people see people that are always using their gifts and talents, they wonder, what's going on with that person? They seem too busy. Why are they doing that? Well, stop doing that. Stop questioning why people are using the things that God has given them. First of all, it's none of your business why a person is doing so much. That's between that person and their God. And I find that a lot of people who spend time looking at what others are doing are missing out on what they could be doing. See, you will burn up your energy looking at others. Why is she always doing that? Why is he always doing that? Why is he over there? Why can't he this? Why can't she that? You've burned up your energy. Now you're tired. At the end of a normal day, you're burned out tired. Stop that. Spend your energies. This is what I do. I'm just telling you what I've done. See, this is LaLisa's 101 Wisdom Keys. This is what I've done. I've utilized all of my energy looking at what LaLisa can do, not sitting back looking at what other people are doing. I mean, I do look at what people are doing so I can help celebrate them and support them. That's important. But I'm not looking in criticism or dismay. Why are they doing that? Why is she doing that? Why he doing that? No. Now, I used to do that. Oh, my goodness. In my former life, 20 years ago, I did that. Absolutely. Because that's how most of us grow up, and that's what we're socialized into. In other words, that was the norm. But we got to move away from that, right? This is a new day. This is a new you. You're not trying to be all that you used to be, okay? So the world needs the gifts God has placed on the inside of you. But some people say, well, I don't know what's there. Right, because you're spending time looking at other people. Study what you can do. Study what's good about you. Like, I noticed that I had this amazing ability to let things run off my back. I didn't know I had that at first. Before, I used to react to everything. I reacted to things that didn't even happen yet. I began to react to things I just thought was going to happen. If I just thought this was going to happen, I've already built in a reaction for it, okay? And stop that. And so I learned that, oh, wow, I could just let things roll off my back. I mean, from little things, and then I learned that I could let medium things roll off, and then, voila, I'm able to let humongous things that other people would just crush under, I just let that roll up right off my back. Why? Because I want to spend all my time discovering what I can do, what LaLisa knows how to do. And then I took it a step further. I said, well, you know what? I want to do something. I don't know how to do it. Well, let me go learn how to do it. I would go online, find a class, find a seminar, go to the library. There are a gazillion free things that you can learn to do. Free. People are willing to do it for free, to teach you for free. anywhere from starting a business to anywhere from traveling all over the world for free. I met a girl once. She had garnered over 300, like 1,000, maybe even $1 million or $2 worth of scholarship money. Why? Because that's where she put her energy, probably instead of focusing on why someone else got one $30,000 scholarship. She had scholarships totaling in the millions of dollars. She was a student at Essex County College. All right? So use the gifts. God needs those. Those gifts are needed in the earth. 17, here's another key. What you focus on in your life is going to be big. What you focus on is going to be big. If you focus on the negative, guess what? You're going to have more negative things happen. That's why you have those people who they have negative after negative after negative, because when the first negative thing came, they focused on it. They told everybody about it, okay? Every time they got on the phone with someone, oh, girl, guess what happened? Oh, man, guess what happened? Got on Facebook, oh, guess what happened? Got on Twitter, you know, everywhere they go, they focus on that negative thing. So guess what happens? Negativity becomes bigger because what you focus on, you make it big. You notice the word, you make it big, not the people you're telling. Yeah, they're going to spread it as well, so it's going to grow that way as well. But you are focusing on it, and it's becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. Because you focus on what you focus on, you make big in your life. So, with that being said, the wisdom here is, whatever you want to see big in your life, start focusing on it. When I began to focus on education, it consumed me till I went from a high school dropout to a PhD. Okay, I put in my subject line from street corner to corner office. When I was on the street, walking the street as any common prostitute, that was the focus of my world. So, yes, it became big. Everything around me was prostitution, from clothing to the pimps to the drugs to everything that goes with prostitution. But when I began to focus on education, I started with the simplest form, a high school dropout, GED, associate degree. And I kept focusing on it, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger. I tell you, what you focus on, you make big in your life. The next key, knowledge is like a tool. Use it to get the job done. Again, knowledge is like a tool. It's like a hammer or a wrench or a screwdriver or a saw or anything else. It's just a tool. It's not the be-all and end-all, okay? Wisdom is powerful. Knowledge is powerful. But it's also a tool to use. You don't just get knowledge to have knowledge. You get knowledge to use it. That's why the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And many of the people that he's talking about had it, but they weren't using it. Got to use knowledge. We welcome you to the show, each and every person. If you just tuned in, if it's your first time tuning in, we welcome you here. Coach Lalise is heard Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. We're going over today. Thursdays is our day to go over the 101 Wisdom Keys, which is in one of my newest books. I have two or three books that are going to hit the market all at the same time. And this one is Lalise's 101 Wisdom Keys. I gave out the first 15 keys last Thursday. So now I'm just giving you three more. Here's another one. Don't chase money. Instead, seek godly projects and the money will come. Some people, they start a project and then they go and they chase money to make the project happen. Well, the wisdom here is, don't do that. Start with a godly project, and the money will begin to appear. through resources. It's not going to fall, you know, it could fall out of the sky. Don't get me wrong. It could. That could happen. Absolutely. But it may not. So I see we have a question from the switchboard. I'm going to pick
probably
up that call.
Okay.
You're on the air, 513. Welcome to the show.
This is a round thing.
Okay.
Like your one, two, and maybe the third one laying over the other one a little bit, maybe.
I realize she has her hand up, so that's okay. I'll come back to her. The 513 area code, if you still have a question, you have your hand up. I will come back to you. Now, don't chase money. Seek godly projects, and the money will come. It will. He will open up every door and window and pour you out a blessing that you can't have room enough to receive. The next wisdom key. Hold on to your true friends. They will be there through thick and thin. So your true friends, these are the friends that will not run because you're going through hard times. Your true friends will be there through thick and thin. So make sure you build a good relationship with friends, because you can build a good relationship with people you come into contact with, and it's okay, because if they are not your true friends, if they're not going to stick around through thick and thin, it's still fine, because now there's someone else out there who has a good, you know, they have a wonderful taste left in their mouth after dealing with you. So that's fine. Build solid relationships. I talk about that in my book, Release Your Power. There's a chapter in there that talks about building solid relationships. You want those relationships to be built, and you want them to be solid. Now we have another caller with a question. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 973 area code.
Good morning. My name is Jackie Faison, and I'm calling in, and I'm listening to your PowerPoint. And I just thank God for you, Lalisa. You know you're special in my life.
Bless you.
And I just, I'm sitting here, and I am a first-time caller. But I get in contact with you just about every 2-3 days because you're a blessing to my spirit. And I believe that God places people in our lives. You had just mentioned about good friends and those old gold coins that we want to call as friends. I think he also put some new stones and pebbles in our lives, and I consider you to be one of those jewels that he's placed in my life to help me with the direction that I'm trying to go in. So I thank God for you. I just see you grow and grow and grow, and I love your spirit. I love the Jesus in you. And you just keep on keeping on. You know my story, and I'm trying to walk in my destiny, and I help you. I thank you for the help that you're sending me. You're a blessing. Thank you, Lalisa.
Well, thank you, Jackie. Thank you, thank you, and welcome as a first timer to the show. I'm going to actually have a very, very special gift for you. We'll tell you more about that next week. But, you know, I want to have a gift for all of our first-time callers. So thank you for letting us know that. And, yes, Jackie, you are an awesome, phenomenal person. You know that I've also invited you to, you know, be a guest. And we're going to talk about some very, very important and sensitive topics, even on the Lalisa Show. So just want people to know that you are a phenomenal woman. And I don't know if you heard me earlier, Jackie, but I mentioned that I got an email today from Kirsten Stevens, thanks to your sister, who is also getting an award at the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference. All of that due you, because you were the person that connected me to your amazing family, and you're the reason that I was emceeing one of the greatest gospel quartets in the country, if not the world, the Highway QCs. So you also are a very, very phenomenal woman. People are going to have a chance to meet you. You're also going to be there on July 17th. It's going to be a great, powerful, and you're right to keep walking in your destiny. And we want you to continue to tune in. Let us pour in. You know, I have a lot to pour out. You have a lot to pour out. That's what my life is all about, is teaching people how to pour out what God has poured in. Remember I said on the one key, it's the gift that God placed on the inside of you.
Thank you.
And the world needs it. The world needs it. We need you, Jackie. You know I need you. I wouldn't
and
have even
I
gotten
need
that
you.
Email. Kirsten
and
is
I
awesome.
Need you.
But isn't Kirsten phenomenal?
Oh, yes.
They're going to hear her. She is going to, I believe she's definitely calling me to, she said she wanted to be a part of it. So all we got to do now is talk numbers. So anyway, love you, Jackie. I'm going to see if this other caller had a call. She did have her hand up. Let's see if she's ready now. Caller, are you ready? 513, did you have a comment or question? Caller from the 513 area code. Okay, she may not be able to hear. I know she's working hard there. So let me go on and give out. I think I have time for one more key, and then we're going to wrap it up for today. Now, the next key, okay, we just talked about the knowledge being a tool. Don't chase money. We talked about holding on to your friends. Okay, here's the next one. If you can't find love, you know, a lot of people, oh, I want true love. Oh, I want to be happy. Okay, here's the wisdom here. Here's the wisdom key. If you can't find love, be happy anyway. Okay? If you can't find love, be happy anyway. Now, we gave you that one. Now, let's give you one more. Because this is the thing. You got to do that. Some people, because they can't find their love, they're sometimes miserable. That's wrong, because what will happen is you'll begin to attract misery, more misery in your life. Remember, what you focus on, you make big. So don't focus on being miserable. Focus on being happy, because then what will happen is you'll begin to attract happiness into your life, and then people are attracted to people who are happy, and happy people are attracted. So you're going to attract someone else who's also happy and doing well. And that's a big wisdom key for a lot of people, especially women. A lot of women, they wonder why they end up with unhappy people. Well, you were unhappy, you focused on it, and that's what you attracted more of. But you can turn it around, because what you put out is what you're going to get back. So if you begin to put out happy vibes and vibes that are motivating and empowering and positive, change everyone around you. You're going to change them. It won't be an overnight change. It will be a slow change. But remember, the race is not given to the swift, but to those that will endure. And some of us can't conceive being jovial and youthful in our 80s and 90s. But let me tell you, I have met people in their 80s and 90s. They carry themselves and like someone in their 40s or 50s. They still have all their faculties. They still have a great mind. They still have great talent and ability. You should have been at this event that I was at pre-Father's Day. There was an 82-year-old man singing and shouting like he was in his 40s or 50s. There were some women. Oh, my God, the Stars of Harmony. These ladies, I don't even know how old they are, but I know they could have easily been sitting back. But these ladies were doing their thing. So anyway, thank you for tuning in to the show today. I see all of you in the chat room. You're going to get your MP3 of You've Got the Power. It's a powerful tool to listen to. Don't go. Definitely come back tomorrow. We're going to be talking. Tomorrow is Empowerment. Empowerment Fridays. I've been giving out Empowerment Keys. That's from my other book. I tell you, I got more books going than you can shake a stick at. Don't forget, tell everybody you know about coming to the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference. We're just about 3 weeks away. It's going down in Newark, New Jersey at the Wyndham Hotel. Also, congratulations to all of you for making it through another day, another session, and you definitely have the power.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.